The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. COVID booster may benefit patients on anti-CD20 therapy. Multiple sclerosis patients with weak immune responses to COVID-19 vaccines are more likely to respond successfully to the booster shot if they're receiving an anti-CD20 therapy compared with those on Gilenya or Fingolimod, according to a small study in Norway. These findings suggest that booster shots should be considered among MS patients on anti-CD20 therapy who previously showed poor responses to COVID-19 vaccines, the researchers noted. The study, Immunogenicity and Safety of a Third SARS-CoV-2 Vaccine Dose in Patients with Multiple Sclerosis and Weak Immune Response After COVID-19 Vaccination, was published as a research letter in the journal JAMA Neurology. COVID-19 vaccines work by training the body's immune system to recognize SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes the disease, allowing a faster and more potent immune response in case of infection that has the potential to prevent severe disease. As such, treatment with immunosuppressive medications, the mainstay approach in MS, can reduce the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines, lowering their protection against severe disease. Previous studies have suggested that about 80% of all MS patients treated with Gilenya or anti-CD20 therapy have weak antibody-based immune responses after two doses of messenger RNA or mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, the researchers wrote. Currently approved mRNA COVID-19 vaccines include Comirnaty, developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, and Spikevax, developed by Moderna. Gilenya, initially developed by Novartis and also available in generic versions, is an oral MS therapy that works by trapping immune cells in lymph nodes, thereby preventing them from reaching and causing damage to cells in the brain and spinal cord. Anti-CD20 therapies for MS, such as Kesimpta, ofatumumab, Ocrevus, ocrelizumab, and rituximab, used off-label, work by promoting the death of immune B cells that are responsible for making antibodies. Notably, the safety and efficacy of a third vaccine dose in this group of MS patients treated with Gilenya or anti-CD20 therapies is largely unknown, the researchers wrote. To address this, a team of researchers in Norway evaluated whether a booster shot promoted a normal immune response in 130 MS patients, 97 women and 33 men, who were on these therapies and failed to successfully respond to two doses of COVID-19 vaccines. All patients enrolled at three Norwegian university hospitals were participating in an observational study evaluating immune responses after two doses of mRNA vaccines, most commonly Comirnaty. Patients' median age was 47.5 years, and 87.7% had relapsing remitting MS. Most, 77.7%, were on anti-CD20 therapies, rituximab in 99% of them, while 22.3% were treated with Gilenya. Vaccine responses were considered weak when antibody levels against the virus were lower than 70 arbitrary units, or AUs, and absent when levels were below 5 AU. After the initial round of vaccination, no vaccine response was detected in 61.5% of patients, while 38.5% showed weak responses. All patients were offered a third dose, either Comirnaty or Spikevax, at a median of 84 days or nearly 3 months after full vaccination. Antibody-based immune responses to the booster shot were assessed after a median of 22 days, a slightly shorter interval than that after the full vaccination, with a median of 39 days. Results showed that after full vaccination, mean levels of anti-SARS-CoV-2 antibodies were 8.9 AU among patients on anti-CD20 therapies and 9.2 AU among those treated with Gilenya. After the third shot, however, these levels increased significantly to 49.4 AU in the B-cell depleted group and 25.1 AU in the Gilenya group. Also, nearly one quarter of patients on anti-CD20 therapies and two Gilenya-treated patients showed normal immune responses to the vaccine. The researchers found no association between antibody responses and time from last dose of anti-CD20 therapy or treatment duration. Notably, a higher number of lymphocytes, a type of immune cell that also includes B cells, was associated with better antibody-based responses and also with more adverse events, which most often were temporary local pain and fatigue, common side effects of COVID-19 vaccines. No patient experienced serious side effects events after the booster shot. These findings showed that a third dose of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine was safe and associated with modestly increased levels of anti-SARS-CoV-2 antibodies in patients with reduced protective or antibody-based immunity after full vaccination, the researchers wrote. Notably, a higher proportion of patients who were treated with anti-CD20 therapy experienced a better antibody response than patients treated with Gilenya, they added. A 25% increase in the number of patients who developed normal immune reactions after revaccination and who were treated with anti-CD20 therapy may be of clinical relevance, as these patients have an approximately threefold higher risk of developing serious COVID-19, the team wrote. Our study results suggest that revaccination of these patients should be considered, they added. The researchers noted, however, that antibody levels after vaccination are not fully predictive of protection against infection, and that levels lower than the applied cutoff may also be protective. In addition, immune responses against SARS-CoV-2 likely involve T cells, another type of immune cell. Larger studies are needed to confirm these findings. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D., on January 27, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in. MS hiker laces up her boots for Appalachian Trail, a column by Ed Tobias, published on January 28, 2022. Reservations at a base lodge have been made, and a starting date is circled on her calendar. MS hiker April Hester is ready to start up the Appalachian Trail in the eastern U.S. It's always an uphill hike for April, even when the trail is flat. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1996, just after her 20th birthday. In October 2017, she and her husband, Bernie, hiked South Carolina's Palmetto Trail to raise awareness about the fight against MS and to raise money for the National MS Society. Palmetto runs from Walhalla, South Carolina, to Owindaw on the coast. The trail is nearly 500 miles long, and about 100 miles of it is mountainous. Some sections are nearly vertical walls. And that hike, Bernie told me, April nearly lost two toenails, but we pushed through all the pain. Over the past 3 years, the couple has hiked the trail four times. It's not a walk in the park. Like many of us with MS, April has balance and fatigue issues. Her foot drops and she falls a lot. Frequent breaks are a must. April hikes with trekking poles and wears braces on her knees and ankles. Since 2013, she has treated her MS with a disease-modifying therapy, Gilenya, or fingolimod. And she works out regularly in the gym. But Bernie says the best thing for her is hiking. The more she hikes, the stronger she gets. Bernie tells me he can see the difference out on the trail. April and Bernie plan to start their greatest hike adventure yet on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, the 2,200-mile Appalachian Trail, which runs from northern Maine to western Georgia. Most hikers attempt it in what's called a flip-flop, starting in the middle at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, and hiking north to Mount Katahdin in Maine. Then they travel back to Harper's Ferry and hike south to finish at Springer Mountain in Georgia. The Hesters had planned to hike that way in May 2020, but COVID-19 concerns knocked them off the trail before they could lace up their boots. This time they're attempting a true hike, going directly from Georgia to Maine in a year. A true hike is always an incredible adventure and is no easy feat. Natalie Capuccio Britt, former executive director of the Palmetto Conservation Foundation, said in a press release prior to the couple's Palmetto Trail effort, "Hiking to the finish. April calls her efforts Finish MS Hikes and says she hopes they'll bring inspiration to others living with the disease and awareness to those who aren't. You can follow April on the trail in real time on several platforms: YouTube, Trail Journals, Instagram, and Facebook. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.